Negotiations in Congress remain deadlocked over additional financial relief for the coronavirus pandemic. While much of the debate is focused on supplemental unemployment benefits and aid to state and local governments, additional aid to small businesses is also under consideration. The last round of pandemic relief from the federal government was known as the CARES Act. It dumped $2 trillion into the U.S. economy for things like extra unemployment benefits and grants to cities and states. There were also emergency loans for businesses and nonprofits. The Paycheck Protection Program offered forgivable loans to eligible companies, which were incentivized to use the funds to cover payroll expenses and keep workers employed. Hawaii businesses received more than $2 billion from PPP, but some experts are calling for sweeping changes to the program if a second round of assistance is approved.
PPP at its best was designed as a stopgap.
John Lettieri heads the bipartisan think tank Economic Innovation Group. PPP was created when hopes were high that the COVID-19 recession would be a short-lived crisis. That is no longer the case. And Lettieri says small business assistance needs to be long-term focused and give business owners the flexibility to use the money where they need it most.
You have to actually make them more resilient. You have to help them improve their balance sheet, lower their fixed operating costs, and do the kind of things that enable them to survive in a low-demand, high-disruption environment.
The Economic Innovation Group is pushing for Congress to offer federally backed, long-term, no-interest loans that could cover multiple years of operating expenses. A bill known as the Restart Act would do something similar. It's currently under consideration in Congress, and in principle, has the support of Florida Senator Marco Rubio, chair of the Senate Small Business Committee. Congress is also debating more funds for PPP loans, which are credited with saving up to 3 million jobs nationwide and protecting up to 50 million. Adam Ozimek, chief economist at freelancing website Upwork, says rather than trying to help workers and businesses with a single program like PPP, Congress should consider multiple tailored approaches.
It's really tough to prevent a wave of massive business failures. And to do that and at the same time bail out all the workers is a really tough bank shot that I just don't think any single policy, especially in this country, is up to.
Ozimek suggests more generous unemployment benefits as a better prescription for helping workers. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.